he looked for somebody that he could help, and that he could carry the message to. And for me, that's a powerful message that we cannot keep it unless we give it away. That, and in AA, our parent program, we don't mark the beginning of AA when Bill W. got sober. We mark it when Dr. Bob got sober, when Bill carried the message to Dr. Bob. So that's why that is crucial. And believe me, when people asked me to do service or said, you need to sponsor, I was like, I have, you know, I can't give it away. I have nothing. I, you know, whatever. And they said, well, first of all, my sponsor said, I won't continue to sponsor you unless you sponsor. So I was like, okay. But that's, you know, and there were things that I could do even, you know, before I finished all 12 steps, there were things I could do, you know, put away chairs, make coffee. I know we're on Zoom, but, you know, I can read the steps. I can do whatever. I can call, if I have 3 days of abstinence, I can call somebody with 2 days or somebody who's brand new. So that was ingrained in me. So what it's like now. So I'm, you know, I worked all 12 steps and, you know, I say I'm a big book thumper, and the way it's been explained to me is the purpose of the big book is not to get me abstinent. The purpose, or to get an alcoholic sober. The purpose of the big book is, and the steps, and I kind of use those two interchangeably, but the purpose of the steps is to enable me to find a power that will solve my problem. And it even says, so I'm going to get out my old lady glasses and turn on my lamp so I can read it, because this is a little big book. So it says, like, the thesis of this book, it says, well, backing up a little bit, lack of power. And this is on page 45 in We Agnostics. Lack of power, that was our dilemma. We had to find a power by which we could live, and it had to be a power greater than ourselves, obviously. But where and how are we to find this power? Well, that's exactly what this book is about. Its main object is, it doesn't say is to get you abstinent or to get you sober. It says its main object is to enable you to find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problem. So that's what the steps do, is they enable me to have a spiritual experience. And by having that spiritual experience, I don't have to compulsively overeat anymore. Not only that, I don't have to want to compulsively eat anymore. Because if I don't have that spiritual experience and that connection with the higher power, whether you call it God, whatever you call it, I use God because it's easy for me. I use he and him because it's just easier for me. But, you know, I don't, you know, use whatever names, pronouns, whatever that you like. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't even matter if I care that it matters, because, you know, it's completely individual. And that's what the steps do. Well, how do they do that? They get rid of, you know, the reason why I overate. Well, first of all, the reason why I overate is because I have an allergy of the body coupled with an obsession of the mind. So the allergy of the body, what does that mean? That means that there are certain foods that if I eat them, they set up the phenomenon of craving. For most people, they eat these foods and they're like, oh, wow, I'm sick. Thank you. For me, it makes me want more, which is why the whole, you know, just eat everything in moderation doesn't work for me. I have alcoholic foods. I also weigh and measure. Because for me, it just makes it black and white. It's not restrictive for me. It's safety. It's like putting a child in a car seat, or a baby in a car seat in the car. You know, that baby might cry and pull against the restraint. And you think, oh, don't be mean. Let the baby crawl around in the back seat while I drive. No. It's loving, you know, that is safety. That for me is what having guardrails and weighing and measuring and not eating certain foods are. So, sorry about that. So when I, how much time do I have left, by the way?
It's been about 15 minutes, so you've got time.
Okay. So if I just had an allergy of the body, then I would be able to just, if I eliminated those foods, then I'd be fine, right? But I have an obsession of the mind, you know, I can't stop from starting again. And the steps help you with that obsession of the mind. They help me to clear out the character defects, the selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear that build up when I don't have the food. Because without the food, you know, food was my solution to life, to these, you know, instincts that are out of control. And if I don't have my food solution, I've got to have some other solution. And that solution is God. But I have to know what those causes and conditions are. And I found out, you know, that self-centered fear is really at the root of my problem. When I put down the food, I realized I was afraid of everything. Things like opening my mail, you know, I'd get a letter from my landlord and I would be, you know, oh my gosh, what if they sold the building? And I would pray, and I would, you know, work the steps, around it. You know, and one of the things that I do now after having, you know, people say, oh, you work all 12 steps, you know, then what? I stay in 10, 11, and 12. And sometimes people call them the maintenance steps, but there's no maintenance in this program to me. Unless I'm moving forward, I'm moving backwards. You know, I'm like a shark that, you know, stops moving and it dies. That if I'm not moving forward, I'm moving backwards. And also I have to learn not to be so sensitive. Love, and it says in the big book, love and tolerance is our code. When I think of tolerance, I don't just think of tolerating, you know, other people. It's tolerance as in, you know, I work in the medical field. And if you build up a tolerance to a medication, it means it doesn't affect you so much. You know, opioid addicts build up a tolerance. So it takes more and more and more. If I build up a tolerance to, you know, somebody cuts me off in traffic or my mom, you know, sends a text and instead of asking me, you know, how my doctor's appointment went or whatever, she doesn't mention it, whatever. It's that tolerance. It says in the big book, we alcoholics or we compulsive overeaters are sensitive people. It takes some of us a long time to outgrow that serious handicap. That's a serious handicap, you know, to have everything be a personalized thing against me. I got a text from my mom about, you know, something happening with my nephew again, the one who's really sick. And somehow I turned it around and made it about me. And the steps give me a way not to do that. So I, like I say, I stay in 10, 11, and 12. I do a daily written 10 steps. I always like to hear what people do on a day-to-day basis. So I'll tell you. So I do a daily written 10 step, which is follows the format of the fourth and fifth step in the big book. I'm part of what's called a 10 step train. So where every 2 weeks I match with a partner and we read our 10 steps to each other every day. You know, I've had partners from all over the world, from, you know, as close to, you know, one state over to South Africa and Ireland. I pray and meditate on a regular basis. Prayer comes easily, meditation, not so much, but I do it. I do it badly, but I do it. And I talk to other compulsive overeaters and I carry the message, and all the carrying the messages is putting somebody else's hand in the hand of their higher power, because I certainly, you know, can't recover for anybody else. Nobody else could recover for me. But the only hope that I have was finding a higher power. And so, you know, I try to help other people do that as well, not because I'm running for Pope or I want to be Mother Teresa, but because I desperately don't want to be back face down in the food in that disgusting apartment, looking through the yellow pages for a gun to kill myself. So anyway, that is all I have. I don't know how much time I have left, but I'm going to leave it there because I like to hear what you guys have to say. And thanks for letting me share. And I